umasa sina Marvin at Jinky Aquino na magtayo ng sarili nilang Filipino store. Ngunit, kinailangan nilang baguhin ang kanilang mga plano nang mangyari ang pandemya.
Okay, classmate kasi kami nung college eh.
Accountancy.
And then, nung pagka-graduate namin, nag-take kami ng board exam. And then, pareho kami pumasok sa audit, Big Four firms. So, bali nung after Philippines, nag-work kami saglit sa Singapore.
5 years.
5 years. Then, audit pa din. And then, nag-migrate na kami finally dito sa Australia on 2014. Mm-hmm. Bali, background ko kasi is ma-business talaga yung parents ko. And then, since college, nagbebenta-benta rin ako ng kung ano-ano, ng brownies, tapos si Marvin yung taga-bit-bit ko. And then, nung after mag-work, parang nawala yung business-minded, pagiging business-minded.
Bumalik ang kanilang kagustuhang magnegosyo nang bumisita ang mga magulang ni Jinky sa Australia pagkatapos niya manganak sa pangalawang pagkakataon.
Nung dinalaw kami ng parents ko yung second baby namin, parang tapos nagpunta kami sa mga Filipino shops, Filipino restaurants. Sabi niya, ayan, ba't di kayo mag-try? Sabi niya.
Actually, naisip din namin physical store nung una, and then we found some suburbs here na walang malapit na Asian store. Pero COVID happened. And then
we had to adapt.
And we found the gap. We realized that there is a gap. Even us personally, we are affected by the lack of online presence. Ayaw namin lumabas, gaano. Pero we don't have any Filipino supplies already. We're running out. And then wala kaming gaano malapit na Filipino store. So we found the gap there. And then we adapted our business passion to be online instead of a physical store.
Yung product namin is not only about Filipino goods, alam mo yun. Yung benta namin is yung convenience mapoprovide namin and convenient access to Filipino goods.
Upang matupad ang convenient access na ito, kinailangan nilang mag-imbak ng produktong Pinoy para sa kanilang online shop, ang Suki Cart.
Ilang months na ba natin to planning?
Inuna kasi namin yung supplies kasi alam nga namin mahirap. Mm-hmm. Mahirap makakuha because of COVID. So, naghanap agad kami ng mga suppliers. Then, nag-imbak kami bago namin inayos yung website and advertising. Mm-hmm. So, yun yung pinakauna.
So, ang dami namin pinagkakausap. Yung mga physical na Asian Filipino stores, pinagkakausap din namin. We even visited a few. And then talk to them. Some of them are even honest naman and helpful. Share their suppliers, yung mga wholesalers. And then from there, connection, network. And then we found I think we have 5 importers na suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
5 or more.
Nagka-challenge din kami kasi yung iba, hindi nila maintindihan yung purely online store. More on sa traditional sila. Then ayaw nilang, gusto nila magde-deliver sila sa store. Ayaw nilang sa house lang. Mm-hmm. Yun yung challenge namin. Mm-hmm.
We want to put our shoes na lang in their shoes. Bakit ayaw nila, anong hesitation nila in supplying us? Siguro yung location. So minsan, pumupunta kami talaga sa kanila. Physically pick up the product and then talk to them.
Kasi parang ang naisip namin when doing the business, start muna yung supplies, then the other end is delivery or shipping. Si Marvin nag-research yan.
Oh, medyo matagal, ilang buwan din na research about that. So dapat yung website namin, integrated na siya to the courier company. So para hindi na manually copy and paste, hindi na manually na pumupunta kami sa post office and then physically giving them the details.
May flat rate kada 5 kilo. Ngunit inaako na rin ng mag-asawa ang shipping cost kung lalagpas dito.
Kasi ayaw namin, ang ayaw namin talaga kasi yung impact sa customer. We ayaw namin kasi malost yung why namin and purpose namin, why we set up the business in the first place, which is to help our Filipino communities and non-Filipinos as well. Kaya ang hirap kasi ng masyadong mahal ang freight and shipping charges. Napapaayaw sila. So, ginawa namin flat rate, pero kami na mag-burden ng loss if there's any higher than the flat rate charges. So dapat flexible din talaga and maraming suppliers.
For example, we're still learning. Nasa learning curve pa kami. Like kahapon yung umabot ng 16 kilos yung package. So we had to talk to them kasi nasa website din naman na above 5 kilos, we may need to add shipping cost. Pero ginawa namin ng paraan para umabot sa less than 15 kilos. May binawas kami. Tapos since $5 lang yung additional, di na kami nag-charge.
Ang dahilan ng mag-asawa sa pagpasok sa ganitong negosyo ay upang mapakilala ang produktong Pinoy sa buong Australia.
Ang aim talaga namin, still the same purpose, matulungan. And maging available yung Filipino product
all over Australia.
All over Australia. If that is easier by coordinating and networking with local suppliers or local tindahan, then we might need to do that. Para sa amin kasi, it's not just to earn money. Kasi if you want to earn money, we can just continue in our profession. Pero why are you doing the business? If you are clear on your purpose, anything, whatever change na mangyari, you can adapt it. Kasi you still have the same purpose naman, whatever happens. So although some of the hows or the processes pwedeng magbago, processes, mga tao, mga position mo, mga other mindset. Dapat lang lahat yun. Nag-change ang mindset mo lang and your purpose. Hopefully, remains the same. And think of a bigger picture. Alam namin, COVID will not will expire. Pero another pandemic might happen in the future or another different calamity might happen. So, you need to constantly be prepared and be aware na lang. And ready ka dapat lagi.